listening to Tarot Podcast Chick. We are entering into our new moon for March 6, 2019 in Pisces, that wonderful water sign that reminds us to attune ourselves to our intuition, our subconscious side, and also remembering that Pisces is the psychic sign of the zodiac. Now, if you do not know your moon sign, you can simply find it by searching online, having your birth date and time and location, and remembering that our moon sign is our intuition, our real intuitive side of self, how we really are inside. Now, of course, these readings could resonate with your sun or your rising or even your Venus, and if it does, then that's awesome. Now let's go ahead and get started. These readings will be for the mind, body, spirit, and also some really cool extras. We'll add in a love component, a purpose component for this cycle, as well as a chakra and a yoga pose. Now remember that the moon cycles are 8 cycles during the month of March as we enter into April. So make sure to come back and check out your sign by element throughout the other cycles, okay? I really appreciate you listening, and if this reading is meant for you, then it will make sense for you. And if it's not meant for you, that is okay as well. Keep in mind that these readings are general readings. I'm receiving energy from everyone influencing these readings. And there may be a nugget of information that you can take into your month. And remembering that these are your intentions for your new moon. So whatever intentions you need to set, I'm just here to help guide you through the process. But thank you for listening. Namaste. Gemini moon, remembering that the new moon is in Pisces, Gemini. Pisces reminds us to trust our intuition and our gut, even tune in to our emotional side with that beautiful water energy. Gemini, you are air and you have this intellect about you, as air signs do, very mental in a lot of ways. And with this mind, body, spirit reading, we're going to be able to help you to set your intention for your new moon, and remembering that the new moon is all about that yang energy, action. And so starting with the mind, the hermit in the reversal. Now the hermit is a major arcana, so mentally you have some really important thinking either to do or that you're currently doing. And the hermit in its highest polarity is a very inspirational sign, major arcana. And the hermit reminds us to soul search and to be introspective and to seek that inner guidance within self. But since you received it on the lower polarity, this is telling me, Gemini, that there's something going on that's making you withdraw, or maybe you're feeling lonely or isolated in some respect. Even if it's just mentally, we'll tie this back in when we do the rest of the reading. But mentally, for some reason, you are feeling like maybe you are not taking enough time to think, or you're taking too much time to think, okay? You might need to just search your soul a little bit more, maybe get out of your head, or meditate a little bit more on what it is that you're trying to accomplish or what's causing you to have a little bit of a mental block, Gemini. You guys are so good with your words, you're fast, you're witty, you're sharp, so it's not common for you to be a little bit stuck. So this is just reminding you to stop, and Pisces in the new moon is also reminding you to tune into heart, tune into gut. So maybe seeking out that emotional side to balance out this mental, lack of clarity that you are perhaps experiencing. Now, your body, mind, body, spirit, for your body, or that physical realm, that could be friends, family, home, money, the tangibles, is the Knight of Cups. So knights are very fiery and cups are very watery. And the cups remind us, just like the Pisces, to focus on our emotions. And the knight is charging ahead, is fully capable of taking actions emotionally, right? So the Knight of Cups also reminds us to, think of it this way. Knight of Cups is like the knight in shining armor, okay? So there's romance there. There's charm. There's charisma, as all the knights have anyway. But the cups also tells us that there's some imagination there. So physically, you are in your physical realm. Either you or someone you're experiencing has this energy. So also the Knight of Cups, with the cups being that emotional side, is a very feminine energy. It's the most feminine energy of the knights as well. So it's passion, but in this very sexy, delicate, nurturing way, so to speak. Very attractive energy as well. And a person that is ruled by their heart over their head. So, and tying this into where you are at mentally, maybe you are experiencing someone who can bring you out of that energy on the physical realm, okay? So that's kind of cool. I like that that's perhaps the energy that you may be having. This also suggests that there could be some love type energy that is in your physical realm, or you're experiencing something very sexual in your physical realm. So somewhere in that energy, you are experiencing some sort of romance or romantic phase. And I'm not sure how this ties back into the lack of mental clarity that you are experiencing. Maybe you're on a whirlwind and mentally you're trying to make sense of it and you cannot, perhaps. And the reason why I think that your reading may be a little bit more tied to love or emotion is because your spirit is the Queen of Cups. And the queens are this very secure energy as is. And then you have this cup, so you have all this water. So you have water with the new moon in Pisces, you have water in your spirit, you have water in your physical realm. And then the queen in your spiritual realm is just telling you that spiritually you feel very compassionate, intuitive, calm. You feel emotionally secure. You feel very comfortable making decisions from your heart. Or you're feeling this nurturing, sensitive energy from someone else. So you are definitely surrounded or within yourself, kind of trying to make sense of all this loving energy that maybe you're feeling right now. For your love card that I pulled, you received, you deserve love, you are lovable. So I think I'm starting to get the theme of your reading, Gemini. And the theme that I'm getting is you are on a whirlwind romance, or you're feeling some extremely emotional feelings right now about something, someone, or someone's feeling this way about you. And you are all in your head. You are questioning how you feel about this, or if these feelings are real or not. And this is reminding you that you deserve to feel love. You are lovable. Now, your theme during this new moon, or during these cycles of the moon cycles for March, is that it's time for you to decide. You need to make a decision based on your heart's true desires. So again, this is really feeding into that idea that mentally you are holding yourself back a little bit. And for your chakra, I was able to pull the soul star chakra. And you received angels and masters, and your affirmation is, angels and masters guide my way with love, truth, and integrity. So you have been called, definitely called, Gemini, to this powerful card to bring into your awareness, to remind you that you are protected. You can call upon your guardian angels, so to speak. You have these loving beings that are guiding you and watching over you and offering wisdom and healing to take you through your life's journey. So you're not out there by yourself. You can seek into your higher consciousness or into your belief system, whatever that may be, to have basically your prayers answered, for lack of better terms. And to remind yourself that if you love with your heart and soul, that you will receive the healing that you're looking for in return. So yes, Gemini, I believe that this was all about love for you guys. And last but certainly not least, your yoga pose is the bound lotus pose. And if this is in your practice, and even if it isn't, you can use straps for this as well. But you can sit in full or half lotus pose, and you are to cross your hands behind your back and look for your toes. So catching your fingers to big toes, you bound yourself, and then you draw your shoulders down your back, bring your heart through center, really engaging that heart chakra here. And if this isn't in your practice, you can simply sit in butterfly and draw your hands behind your back and maybe just catch opposite elbows even, and say this affirmation: my love connects me to universal energy. Its abundance is mine to enjoy. So I just got another message that I think comes through this reading. Gemini, you can only truly believe in love and receive love if you first trust that you are love. So you really need to seek love as truly being something that you believe in for yourself. And you start by showing yourself your own self-care through love. So start loving on yourself, taking yourself on dates, loving everything about who you are, the good, the bad, and even the ugly. And you will start to realign yourself. And Pisces is going to help you, I promise, to tap back into that beautiful, loving nature within self. So I hope this resonated with someone. And I look forward to following through your cycles of the moon and kind of hearing what happens with you and your intention setting manifestations. Go in peace. Namaste.